Concrete Rose, Chapter 30. Here's the thing Mr. Wyatt taught me about gardening. Flowers, fruits and vegetables can go anywhere, among anything. They were made for that. I mean, come on, when God made that stuff, I gotta stop cussing so much. When he made that stuff, he didn't put them in garden plots. He put them out in the wild, or whatever, and gave them everything they needed to survive. I shouldn't be surprised to see Mr. Wyatt's roses blossoming before winter even over. They catch my eye from the walkway as King drive down the street. They're so pretty that I go over. I unlock the gate and let myself in the Wyatt's backyard. We put chicken wire around a lot of the plots weeks ago and packed them with pine needles to protect them till spring. We left the roses untouched. I expected them to be dead by now, but they got blooms as big as my palm. I bend down for a closer look. Dang, you're doing real good, huh? I might need to cut these canes. I think they're dead. You all cool with that? Man, here I go, talking to the flowers like... The Wyatt's back door squeak open. Damn it, boy! Mr. Wyatt says with a deep breath. You ought to know you can't sneak into folks' yard this early in the morning. Thought you were a burglar. I look back over my shoulder. What would a burglar steal from back here? Plants? Who knows? He says as he comes down the steps. Pull his robe tighter together. You lucky I didn't have my pistol. What? Deacon Wyatt pack heat? Heaven, yeah. I burst out laughing. This man really don't cuss. What are you doing in the garden this early? He asks. I turned back to the roses. I was outside and noticed that these starting to bloom. Had to check them out myself. Mr. Wyatt grunted as he bent down beside me. Oh, these old knees. What'd I tell you? Roses can bloom in the hardest conditions. No doubt. I run my finger along some of the petals. I can prune them if you want. These canes don't look good. He pulled his head back a little. You sound like you know what you're doing. I should by now, as much as you talk. Yeah, I suppose. I'm surprised you were listening. You check out the roses himself. Looks like you're right. These canes need to be snipped. Because they won't help them grow, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how we have to do with ourselves. Get rid of things that don't do us any good. If it won't help the rose grow, you've got to let it go. Hey, hey, look at me rapping again. Nice knot. All right, MC Wyatt. That's got a nice ring to it. He straightened up with another grunt. The bride and I have been talking, Maverick. You've been a big help in the garden at the store. Jamal's heading off to one of them four-year colleges soon, and I'll need somebody to pick up the slack. What do you think about becoming a full-time employee? For real? Yeah. I know the pay is nothing compared to what your little friends make out in the streets. Fast money leads to a fast end. Mr. Wyatt raises eyebrows. You really have been listening. I thought it all went in one side of that big head and out the other. Dang, Mr. Wyatt, you ain't got to diss me. A little early morning humour never hurt nobody. You can start full-time after you graduate. What do you say? I hold the back of my neck. I'm not graduating, Mr. Wyatt. I kind of flunked out. What is flunked out, he says. Do you mean you dropped out? Yeah. The other week I found out I was flunking all my classes and would have to repeat the 12th grade. That won't work, so I stopped going to school. I see, he says. Does Faye know? No, sir, not yet, I say. And he real quiet. But I'm going to get my GED, I add quickly. The school counsellor said they got classes downtown. I just got to sign up for them. I told Seven I won't let him down. Getting my GED is the first step. I see, Mr. White says again. And I don't know if you're disappointed or what. You take a deep breath. I tell you what, you go downtown this morning, sign up for those classes, then come to the store to start as a full-time employee. My eyes widen. The job's still mine. Why wouldn't it be? He says. I'm not the one you need to worry about. That title belongs to Faye. True. He pat my shoulder. Go do what you need to do, son. I expect you to come straight to work afterwards. Don't be lollygagging around, I finish for him. Yes, sir, I know. Since you're listening so well, I ought to start reciting scripture so you can repeat that. Oh, damn. Let's stick with the work stuff for now, Mr. Wyatt, he chuckles. That's what you think. I ain't done with you yet, boy, he says, and climbs his back steps. I finally told Ma the truth about school. Was she pissed? Hell yeah. Did she go off on me? For sure. Did my lies make it worse? Oh, yeah. Am I glad Mo was there as a witness? You're damn right, she probably saved my life. Once I swore to Ma that I'd get my GED, she calmed down a little. She marched out of the house to work and barely said two words to me. I deserve it. I get dressed to go downtown. Seven in his playpen in the living room, babbling to the Teletubbies on the TV. I don't understand why little kids love them creepy looking things. The phone rings throughout the house. I grab the cordless off my nightstand. Hello? Hello, the automated voice says. You have a collect call from Adonis. I accept the charges. Pops? Mavman, he says. I wasn't sure anyone would be home. I got some calling time and figured I'd try. You good? That's his way of asking if I went through with my plan. I'm good, Pops, I say. Nothing going on. Nothing went on. He let out a deep breath. Good. I sit on the side of my bed. Hard for me to say that. I almost feel like I let the family down. Nah, man. The family needs you, he says. I'm stuck here. Dre gone. You've got to stay around. You feel me? By any means. I know. I mumble as I pick at a thread on my comforter. That's my main goal. It's not really the kind Mr. Wyatt told me to have, but yeah. Thing is, I don't see how I can accomplish that long as I'm a king lord. I think I want out of the set, Pops. The line falls silent. That's nothing against you or Dre or none of you all, I say. I know this part of our blood, but this is not the life. I don't want my kids to... Hey, hey, you don't owe me an explanation, he says. Like I told you the other day, you're becoming your own man. You don't need my permission or approval. Yes, sir. Pops takes another deep breath. I'm some real shit, son. There's a lot of grown men in the game who don't want to be in it. They don't have the guts to admit it like you do. They're too caught up or too scared of what people will think. They end up accepting that they stuck. For a second, it sounded like he's describing himself. For you to admit that you want out, it means you're thinking for yourself like a man should, he says. They ought to start calling you Big Mab instead of Little Dom. Quit playing. I laugh as he do. I'll always be Little Don around here. Yeah, we'll see, Pop says. Do what you need to do, son. I love you regardless. I smile. I love you too, Pops. Signing up for GED classes wasn't too bad. The lady at the school district office already had my info, courtesy of Mr. Clayton. She put me in the class for young people, 19 and under. Said it would be good for me to be with other kids. That's the first time in a while anybody called me a kid. I figured I got a couple more months of that, because once you got two kids, you're grown. I'll enjoy it while I can. The classes meet Monday, Wednesday and Friday nights. The school district got some career development courses for young adults too. I sign up for the landscaping class. I can earn a certificate when I get my GED, and it would allow me to professionally care for gardens. It's something, I guess. I caught the bus and came straight to the store like I told Mr. Wyatt I would. I run the cash register while he take a break across the street with Mr. Reuben and Mr. Lewis. The way you're laughing, he ain't concerned with this long line of customers I got over here. I ring up Mrs. Rooks and I don't drop her eggs this time. Best believe me, she watched me real close to make sure I don't. The little snot-nosed kids from the projects count their change out themselves, and when I ask why their behind's not in school, they ask why I'm not either. They got me there. Have a good day, I call after the last customer around half an hour later. Old girl took my ear off, man. She showed me a picture of her sons and proudly told me she named them Dalvin and Devante after the dudes in Jadecki. I look at her funny. I can't talk, though. I name my son after a number. As she walk out, Mr. Wyatt come back in. Everything all right, Maverick? Yes, sir, I say, opening my bag of salt and vinegar chips. Now that I'm full-time, I get an employee discount. I survived that afternoon rush. Didn't think I would, huh? Now, hold on, I didn't say that. Come on, Mr. Wyatt. You know you were testing me. I ain't stupid. Okay, maybe it was a teeny tiny test, he says with two of his fingers inches apart. The fellas and I had a bet going. Cletus thought you'd be hollering for me 2 minutes in. I said 5. Reuben said 10. We all lost. Golly, that's what you all get. Ain't got no faith in a brother. I'll admit you surprised me, Mr. Wyatt says. If I'm honest, I'm surprised you've lasted this long at the job. I thought you would have had your third strike by now. I can't lie. I expected to get it too. But maybe it's time I start surprising myself. Epilogue. Lisa eats her barbecue at my kitchen table, smacking extra loud. Dang, Mr. Ribbon did this right. You sure you don't want some loser? She waved a rib in front of me. I lightly push it away. Man, if you don't go on somewhere, you won that bet, all right? You ain't got to rub it in my face. Yes, I do, actually. I don't want to say I told you so, but... She thought. Who am I kidding? I told you so. Bam. Man, Lisa ain't let up since Dr. Bird told us we are having a baby girl. I took her to Reuben's to buy her prize, and she told everybody in the restaurant that I lost our bet. As we walked to my house, she told every neighbour we passed, gloating for no reason. I reach over and rub her belly. Baby girl, please don't come out acting like your mama. Excuse you, Lisa says. I'm playing. I hope our daughter is exactly like you. Our daughter. Because guess what? I was right, she sings. I flip her Braves cap off of her head. Stop, she whines and quickly put it back over her ponytail. You know I don't have my hair done. I laugh and check on Seven in his high chair. He's tearing up that mac and cheese I got for him. I sneak a little for myself. Ma says you're any real parent till you eat your kids' food. You're lucky I'm not a sore loser. Huh? Since when? You sulked through all the rest of the appointment. I wasn't sulking. I was surprised. Lisa twists her mouth. Sure. I was. I'm cool with a girl. I can do tea parties and baby dolls. Hey, she could love sport. I used to throw my baby dolls like footballs in the backyard. Lisa traced her finger along her ultrasound picture. She's so stinking cute. Even with my big apple head, I tease. Yep, although God help me during labour. I hope she has your eyelashes and my eyes. I like my eyes. Is that conceited? She cracked me up. No, not at all. Our little girl gonna be perfect no matter what. She will, Lisa murmurs. She looked away from the picture and pat the table. All right, no more distractions. You asked me to help you study. Yeah. I sit at the table and open my GED prep book. They filed for this quiz they're giving us tomorrow. Class only been going on a week. Damn. You like it so far? Lisa asks. I shrug. I like that it's faster than a regular school day. My landscaping class real cool. I know more than anybody in that joint except the teacher. I grin. Lisa roll her eyes. Oh, help the teacher then. Forget you, I laugh. I like the classes mostly. I got to get used to going to class at night though, and it's weird not being around my homeboys. Understandable, Lisa says. Have you told any of them what you told me? That I want out the set? Not yet. I run my hand over my drag. I've got to work my nerve up to do that, Lisa. It's going to cost me. I already owe King that money. Yeah, she mumbles. I told her everything. She's the only friend I got left. It'll work out. For sure. I'm going to make sure it do. Lisa gets a small smile. Look at you believing in yourself. Well, you know. I pop my collar. Lisa crack up. I'm home, Mark called from the living room. She come down the hall, taking her heels off. Ooh, my feet say, yes, Lord. How is the appointment? What she really mean is, what are you all having? Lisa won the bet, I say. Yes, I knew it. Ma hug Lisa at the table. I was scared we'd have to deal with three mavericks. What the? Ma? Lisa laughed. Nope, baby girl is coming to the rescue. Hallelujah. Ma rubbed Lisa's belly. Grandma already brought you some of the cutest outfits, Pooh Bear. Dang, Ma, she ain't out the womb yet. Let us give her a name before you give her a nickname. Hush, Stinkerbutt. Oh my God, Stinkerbutt. Lisa says. Ma, you said you'd stop using that name. Come on. You'll be all right. Ma step around me to get to seven. He booking his high chair, reaching for her. Ma scoop him up. Do you all have a name picked out yet? No, Mum. We were going to name her Andre if she were a boy, Lisa says. We could name her Andrea, I guess. You could, but we already have an Andriana in the family, Ma says. Baby girl should have her own name. Something that'll tell her who she is. We could name her after me, I cheese. Maverica. What? Ma says, and Lisa go, oh, heck no. Dre named his daughter after him. Andriana is cute, Lisa says. Maverica is a mess. The biggest mess, Ma adds. Sounds like a damn spice. How are they gonna gang up on me? You're some haters. Ma hands seven over to me. Keep telling yourself that. I'm gonna go take a bubble bath and drink a little something, something to wind down from the day I had. Those folks at the hotel almost made me lose my mind. You're not going to your other job? I ask. Nope, I'm taking tonight off. I'm actually thinking of quitting altogether. With my moving in and bringing in more money, things won't be as tight. I feel bad, man. Me and my son are the main reasons things get tight in the first place. My money looking funny again since I'm not slinging. Mara Mo shouldn't have to help take care of us. One day I'll get my own spot, Ma. That'll make it easy for you and Mo. Ma set her hand on her hip. Who said you have to move out? We're making it work, aren't we? My son is my responsibility. So is my daughter. I'm going to get on my own two feet and take care of them. Mark up one of my cheeks. Focus on getting that GED and that landscaping certificate. We'll worry about the other stuff later. She kissed that same cheek. Dre would be proud of you. It don't hurt as much to hear stuff like that no more. I can actually smile. Ma grab a bottle of wine out of the fridge and take it toward her bedroom. Night, you all. Don't you need a glass? I ask. Not after the day I had, she calls. She closed her bedroom door. I shake my head. That wine gonna have her knocked out. I settle seven in my lap. He watched Lisa every move as she eat. So, where should we live? I ask. What do you mean? You want some pumpkin? Lisa put a little barbecue sauce on one of her fingers and hold it towards seven. Boy, grab it and put it in his mouth like it's a rib. You heard me. I told Ma that I'm going to get us a place. I'm thinking we ought to get that mansion on the private island with the elevators and the Bentleys. Lisa get a little more sauce on her finger and hold it towards seven again. He opened his mouth wide. She laughs. Somebody likes barbecue. Who says we'll be living together, Maverick? I say so. I bet that one day you'll be Mrs. Carter. Lisa scoffed. Here you go, making bets. Didn't you learn from the first one? I got no doubt this time. We're not even a couple, so... Lisa shrugs. You have a ton of work to do to make that happen. I'm up for the challenge. I got a plan. Oh, really? Yeah, a wise, beautiful girl told me I ought to have one. Don't tell her I complimented her. She'd let it go to her head. Lisa rolled her eyes. What's your plan, smart Alec? First, I'll get my GED, my certificate, while I work for Mr. Wyatt. Then once I got them, I'll get a second job at night. I'll use money from that to get my own place and save up for business courses. My end game is to be an entrepreneur. I don't have it completely figured out, but it's a start, Lisa says, with a small smile. However, I don't see what it has to do with me. Well, hopefully I'll show you that you can depend on me, I grin. Lisa fight one herself. We'll see, stinker butt. Golly, not that you too. She laughed and that got seven laughing in my lap. I won't ever let you live it down, she says. I'll remember this. I pretend to eat Seven's jaw. He squeal. I'll remember this. Lisa adjusts her Braves cap. Dang, Tammy needs to do my hair ASAP. I look at her. Let me do your hair. She stares at me, her mouth slightly open. Then she busts out laughing. You can't be serious. Yeah, I am. I gotta learn before baby girl get here, since I became in her hair. You will, Mr. Conditioner is for girls. Yeah, I will. I'm all in, I say. That mean all in. Combing hair, giving baths, clipping toenails, whatever. Everything won't be on you. Lisa slowly nods as if the idea is sinking in. Okay, stinkerbuck. I guess I can let you practice on my hair tonight. Tam can fix it tomorrow. God help her. Just for that, I'm going to have you looking toe up from the flow up. I get Seven ready for bed and put him in his crib. He suck his fingers and his forehead wrinkle like he don't understand why they don't taste like barbecue. I kiss right in the middle of that wrinkle. Sweet dreams, man. Don't try to solve all the world's problems tonight, all right? Let the rest of us handle that. Lisa waits for me on the back porch with a comb, brush and some hair products she borrowed from Ma. I sit behind her on the steps. This is the first warm night we've done had in a while. The garden quiet enough that I can hear the cars rumbling on the freeway. The moon glowed big in the sky and stars twinkle all around. Got to be hundreds of them tonight. Lisa flipped through Ma's latest copy of Ebony magazine. No matter what happens, Mav, don't panic. It can be fixed. Dang, girl, you make it sound so serious. She tilts her head back up and look at me. A black woman's hair is always serious. Okay, what do you want me to do? I'm going to teach you how to plait. Take my ponytail down and comb my tangles out. I pull the rubber band. Wait, this ain't rubber. The hair tie thingamajig from around her ponytail. I grab the comb and run it through. Lisa wins. Ow! She turned all the way around. Don't be so rough. What is it you always tell me? I wasn't rough, you just tender-headed, I say in a high-pitched voice. This girl grabbed my shirt and twist one of my nipples. Ow! Was that rough? She asked. Comb my hair like you would comb baby girl's hair. Okay. I'm real careful as I run that comb through again. We can't call her baby girl forever. We've got to think of a name at some point. Yeah, I know. We could use Dre's middle name, Amar, and make it Amara. But Amara Carter doesn't really roll off the tongue. It feels like something else should be there. Could be her middle name, I point out. Then what's her first name? I gently comb a tangle out of her hair. My folks named me Maverick because it means independent thinker. That's who they wanted me to be. Who do we want her to be? Intelligent, independent, outspoken? I doubt there's a name that means all of that. All right, let's think about what she already is to us. I gave Seven his name because it mean perfection. He perfect to me. What is she to us? Lisa caressed her belly. One of the few good things during all the bad stuff. I wrap my arms around her, placing my hands over hers. She'd been that for me too. Lisa rests her head against my arm, and it's like we just created our own world where it don't matter that we two kids who don't know what the hell we're doing. All that matter is us. I look up at the night sky. It's pitch black, and yet that somehow makes the stars shine brighter. Hundreds of lights in all that darkness. Wait a second. A light in the darkness. I smile and I look at Lisa. I think I got a name. The end.